Well, first of all, say thanks to Herb Reinhart, the AD. Did a wonderful job just making me feel comfortable as I came to town and on the phone with him. He really has a passion for this university and what he wants to accomplish here. And I love people that have passion, that have a vision. And I hope to be able to continue to take this university to another level. Dr. Staten, also for giving me the trust in me to lead this football team and to do great things here at Valdosta State University. I'm excited. I'm very excited. For one reason, and that is I finally got an offer from Valdosta State University. Now you might think, well, goodness, were you that excited about the offer Herb gave you? Well, it's been 30-something years since I've been waiting on that offer. Let me tell you a little story. I grew up in a little town called Mayo, Florida, about 30-something miles from here. Or I'm sorry, about 50 minutes from here, so an hour. A little town called Mayo, Florida, in right across the state line. And I grew up there, a little football team that no one had ever went to college. So we'd won a state championship my junior year, which is the first in school history, and I was the quarterback, and my whole dream was to get a scholarship and play college football. The only coach to ever come watch me play was a defensive line coach, and I don't know his name, but Coach Goodman was the head coach. Jim Goodman, y'all remember, started the program. They had just started the program in 1982, I believe it was, and this was the spring of 1983 or fall of 1982 going into the 1983 signing season. By this time of the year, and he said, Kerwin, we're going to offer you a scholarship if the big guys don't offer you. So, man, it got down to the point where no one in the entire country offered me a scholarship. So I was waiting on Valdosta State to give me that one offer. And I was ready to come and play here at Valdosta State. And that offer never came. I get on Coach Goodman all the time when I've seen him. But I've been waiting on that offer now for over 30 years. And to be able to now, after some great, great coaches have come through this university, great people have supported this program, to see it grow from 1982 to that startup program to winning three national championships in 12 years, it's remarkable to know that I am now put in charge of trying to take this program to the next level, and that's exciting. I'm also excited because this is the first time that I actually took over a program that wasn't sort of on the ground level, trying to build something from nothing. The other two programs we sort of took from the ground level and built them into conference championships and was able to do some great things with those programs. And we were able to start from nothing, really. Here, I'm excited because we're taking over a program that's well established. Like I said, it's had some great leadership. It's got great sponsors. Got great people in the community that really care. And now it's just a chance to take this program to another level from where it's at today. So I'm excited. You know, one of my philosophies as a coach, and I've sort of taken a lot of this from me as a player. I was under 13 different head coaches in my professional career. I tell you, I got cut and moved around a lot. I wasn't a very great football player at professional level, but I wound up playing 13 years professionally. And had the opportunity to see a lot of great things in this game of football. But the few things that I've taken from that is that there's going to be a few words in our program that we're going to establish as being very important. Accountability, to me, is the most important word that we can use in the vocabulary. Because accountability is something that these kids want. They want you to hold them accountable. As long as you're honest and you're trustworthy with them, that's what they want. They want to be held accountable. They want to do the right things. The other word is trust, which I sort of mentioned. I want them to trust me as much as I trust them. And if we do that on and off the field, then we're going to be a really good football program. And one of the other words that we sort of bring it all together is the word family. I believe that the game of football is the ultimate game of team sports. You can't do it by yourself. Two or three people in a group can't do it. It takes 100 guys who truly believe in one direction, and they believe in each other, and they'll pull for each other, and they'll do whatever it takes to win for each other. And so family is a very important aspect of that, because I want our guys to love each other. I want them to care about each other. I want them to take care of each other. I want them to feel that I'm a part of that family and our coaches will be a part of that family, and that we're all in this thing together, pulling the same direction. And I've been blessed to be able to be a part of that in the programs I've been able to be a part the head of. And so we're going to sort of do it the same way here. We're going to be a very close, tight group. And our goal is very simple. Listen, I tell my guys all the time, I'm just an old country boy from North Florida. I don't get very complicated now. We're going to have a very simple goal, and that's to win a championship. Because that's the number one thing. Let's don't complicate it. Let's don't talk about winning seasons. Surely we want to do those things. But let's make sure, what does it take? Because when you start getting complicated, say we want to do this, that, you really don't focus in on what it takes to get to that point. If you say we want to win a national championship, well, then that takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of desire by those players and by our coaches and by the support group in this community to get it done. It's a very tough job to do. It's been done 3 times in the last 12 years here. And it wasn't done just because of football players or because of coaches. It was done because of people like you sitting in the audience. The support that you gave this university is why they were able to do that. And that village, or that total family commitment, is why they've been so successful here. And we want to keep that going. And that may be one thing that I want to try to build on, because there's been so much success here and so many great coaches. Hopefully I won't screw that part up. But something I think I can really bring to the table is, everywhere I've been, I've got a vision of what I want it to become. And I'm not a guy that moves around very much. My first job was 6 years. And after going to the state championship 2 years in a row and winning it, I got called by Jacksonville University and went there 9 years and was there for 9 years. And my vision was to build that into a powerhouse. It sort of changed there, and we weren't able to get that done there at the end. But I stayed there because I had a vision, and I wasn't willing to leave. And I had a lot of offers, but I did not want to leave that university until I seen that vision through. And that's the same thing that's going to happen here. I believe I'm going to be able to take this program to another level.